This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensive across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population. The militants now control about half of Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but some of the country's densely populated main cities, but none, rather. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory with the withdrawal of the U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. And while the Biden administration has vowed to continue financial assistance and logistical support for Afghan forces after August, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Wednesday the focus of U.S. military efforts there will be countering terrorist threats, not the Taliban. At least 25 people are dead in China's central Henan province after massive floods triggered by several days of heavy rain. The rains washed out streets throughout the provincial capital, Zhengzhou, forcing stranded motorists to wade through waist-deep water. Floods also washed out the city's subway system. Authorities have evacuated 100,000 residents to safe zones. Weather forecasters are predicting three more days of rain for the region. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States and Germany have reached a deal that will allow the completion of a controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. Two governments announced the agreement in a joint statement on Wednesday, and it was immediately assailed by members of Congress opposed to the Nord Stream 2 project. The deal is intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. Both sides committed to imposing sanctions on Russia, including potentially shutting down the pipeline if Russia does that. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. In Tokyo, WHO Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Tokyo and Olympic organizers have done their best to make the games safe. There is no zero risk in life. There is only more risk or less risk, and you have done your best, words of Dr. Ghebreyesus. He predicted more than 100,000 deaths worldwide from the virus before the Olympic flame goes out in Tokyo in August. First Lady Jill Biden is leading the U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games in Tokyo, where the new COVID-19 infections just hit a six-month high. First Lady arrived in Alaska Wednesday, where she's expected to greet military and veteran families and promote COVID-19 vaccinations en route to Tokyo. She's due there on Thursday and will have dinner with the Prime Minister and meet the Emperor and attend Friday's Olympics opening ceremony. She visits a vaccination clinic in Hawaii on a return trip to Washington on Saturday. Colombian police said Wednesday they had arrested 70 people following fresh anti-government protests that mobilized thousands countrywide the previous day and left dozens injured. Government claims armed groups had infiltrated the protests, which were described largely being peaceful. The country was rocked by weeks of protests that broke out in late April in opposition to a proposed tax hike that morphed into a mass movement against the right-wing administration of President Ivan Duque. As always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.